Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dan's Adventures in Gaming. Wanted to do this solo podcast for quite a while. Just haven't had the time or chance to do it. Been pretty busy with other podcast stuff and some new games, and also doing interviews with people and all that junk. You know, living the dream. Also, work has been kind of busy for everybody. So what has been up? What is up? Well, today the PAX 2014 tickets went on sale, and I acquired some tickets. Kevin got some tickets. John got some tickets. I don't know if Dan Helmick is going to get some tickets, but he might. He might get some through his work, which is starting up pretty soon. Some of our other friends also got some PAX 2014 tickets. So in August, end of August, it's going to be pretty cool when that happens. We have to start really thinking about some content, or you know, hopefully schedule some interviews and things like that. Stuff that's you know, more content than last year. Last year, all we came out of PAX really was analgesic interview, and we did have the Mega Ran interview like a week before PAX. So hopefully we'll have a little bit more stuff. We'll be a little bit more prepared. If I remember last year, we were going to try to go on the floor and just try to not ambush, but, you know, just walk up to people and see if we can get some interviews. And I was not very prepared to do that. I'm not sure. I was not in the right mindset. I wasn't very comfortable with my podcasting abilities. You know, we were just kind of in the middle of starting up our whole interview series and things like that. We hadn't even interviewed Patrick Klepek yet. So I wasn't really comfortable or confident in what I can do with interviewing people, and I think the rest of the guys were too. So this upcoming PAX, I believe we're going to be more prepared, more sure of ourselves, and, you know, we're going to hit it strong and really make a run at it. That's several months from now. Also, this past weekend, we registered for Extra Life. Our team name is Infinite Lives. And we're going to be doing that again. That's going to be in October 25th. That's quite a bit ways off. We're going to have some actual, you know, official announcements, kind of starting up the donation period, or the, you know, soliciting for donation period soon. We haven't really discussed on what our, you know, what our goals are going to be with Extra Life, what kind of awards or, you know, funny little, I don't know what you call it, donation earmarks or whatever. I do want to get away from what we did last year, which is basically said that people could donate and we'll play some dumb games or whatever game they request. I think we'll still have some kind of element of that, but it really, I want to say, shackled us into having set games at a certain time and kind of going through each of those kind of things. And that was, you know, that worked out well for us, and that was fine, and we could have done that, and we could do that again this year, and I think we'd be perfectly fine with that. But, you know, at the same time, I kind of want to do something better, do something different, and, you know, have a little bit more freedom to try to come up with, you know, a little more entertaining content. Not to say that last year's Extra Life wasn't successful. I think it was successful. We raised about $1,200. And, you know, we got to play a bunch of games. And it was really cool because we had a very set schedule. So that's going to be the challenge this year. We're going to be moving away from a set schedule in that respect, but trying to just come up with a better content, I think. There's some ideas that some of us have out there, and we're going to come together and hopefully have something in place there. I'm really looking forward to Extra Life. You know, it was a blast last year, even though it was very hard physically and maybe a little bit emotionally to go 25 hours straight of gaming or straight gaming, you know. Although technically Kevin was the only one who actually went all 25 hours and did not sleep because he's crazy and he drank way too many Red Bulls. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I kind of wish there was something else that we could have done. You know, maybe we'll have something in the summer, some kind of live stream show or something like that, and really promote the heck out of it. And, we've tossed around the idea of trying to make, you know, like a regular live stream show or something like that. I think Kevin's doing a good job with, at least, with his indie showcase thing, where it evolved from, his goat games, like Goat Simulator and all those kind of things. And he's doing like a weekly thing. And I think that's good. And I want more content like that. You know, it's just kind of hard being an independent podcast. You know, we're technically we're a non-profit right now. We don't have, you know, it's not like we're doing this for money or anything like that. You know, it's hard to make time in everybody's schedule, especially when we have our regular day jobs and, you know, social calendar and other things. And also, you know, on the weekends, most people just kind of want to relax and all those kind of things. And I'm the same way. You know, we're a bunch of lazy geeks. We're trying to make this podcast stuff happen, trying to live the dream. So, you know, if we just have to come up with some good ideas to see us through this live stream stuff. And actually, you know, to be truthful, I believe that with the audio only podcast, we've done remarkably well. We've expanded what we do with the audio podcast, with interviews and things like that. We've done some exciting work there. We've also kind of have a set format. We have a good flow. We can kind of do that almost on a whim. It's really magical in a sense, if you want to put it that way. I mean, there's really no magic in it. We've just been doing it for a while. We're good friends. We know each other. And we know how to play off of each other. We know how to get into arguments with each other. We know how to get upset and, you know, still make it entertaining for the people listening. Those kind of things. But with the live streaming stuff, that stuff is much harder because, you know, even though we do the podcast technically, you know, live in one take, come up with scripted material beforehand or anything like that. It's something else when you're playing a game at the same time and you're either on a webcam or on camera and things like that. It's something that we're learning and you know, we have to still make it fun and entertaining and those kind of things. You can't just play the game and stuff. Last night I was trying to do some Watch Dogs commentary while I was playing, because that just came out. And I finally got DxTory to work. Initially, it wasn't working very well. So I finally got that to work and those kind of things. And after, you know, after watching the video and listening to you know, myself ramble on and or go quiet for certain periods because I'm so concentrated on playing the game. It's you know, the video, it's not too good. Maybe if I edit it, you know, a couple certain ways or something like that, I can make something passable. But that's something that at least I know that I have to get much better at. And that's not, you know, it's just practice. It's like the podcast, you know, we're 80 plus episodes into it. And I feel very comfortable on the mic there, comfortable on the mic here whenever we do it. And, you know, it's just, it's a learning process. And so we just have to just do it more often. And, you know, we'll get those practice hours in. Along with Extra Life, you know, Kevin has recently bought a camera. I believe he's mentioned it before and those kind of things. So he's got some ideas coming up for Extra Life and things like that. I'm hoping that we can make use of some video stuff, maybe at PAX, maybe beforehand, something to, you know, expand our horizons. Because I feel like we've got the podcast stuff down. We have to get the video stuff down. You know, that's where video game coverage is going, you know. Let's plays and quick looks and funny commentary, or, you know, trying to tell a story with a YouTube video 20 minutes at a time or something like that. That's kind of where, you know, covering video games is going. And I've never seen us as a news agency. You know, when I started Infinite Lives, one of my stipulations was, you know, we'll never do interviews. We'll never do reviews of games, or at least a standard review. You know, this game gets 3 stars out of 5. And because of this and this and this and this, and, you know, really critique it in an academic way. We're not really like that. And I feel like to do that without the credentials feels kind of pretentious. And I don't feel that, at least with myself, that's not where my strong suits are. You know, my strong suit is having a conversation with people about video games. Getting what their take is, kind of coming up with things on the fly, those kind of things. You know, you can tell from my interviews. I do prepare for my interviews, but I also like to keep a lot of room open for just kind of going with the flow of conversation. Not really, you know, these are the questions I'm asking, these are all the questions I'm asking, and we're done. You know. You said your piece on something I asked you about, and I'm moving on to the next question. No, it's better as a conversation, at least with me. You know, I don't think I could do a straight up, you know, really serious interview where I'm asking tough questions or whatever that means in the context of video games, and really reporting being a journalist. Not a trained journalist by any means. You know, games are supposed to be fun. And I'll leave the serious commentary and the serious journalism and the serious reporting about, you know, new scoops or rumors or those kind of things. I'll leave that to, you know, people who are getting paid to do that, people who are experienced in that. And, you know, where I am, where, you know, the Infinite Lives team. It's kind of funny saying that. But the Infinite Lives team, you know, where we're at is, you know, we're good at riffing. You know, the concept has always been, it's 4 guys that are just bullshitting about video games. And, you know, just kind of, I want it to be where it sounds like your friends that are talking about video games. That's kind of what we're going for, or at least, you know, what we try to strive for. You know, maybe we don't always get there. Yeah, you know, it's an unprofessional professional podcast. or not, whatever. That sounds pretentious too. Yeah, so this past month we've had quite a few interviews. We had Megaran on for the second time, and even though we only got about 30 minutes with him, I think it was really fun. It was really, really, really clean, really efficient interview, I guess. Efficient in a good way, I guess. You know, I feel like we got to kind of catch up with him, kind of where he is at that point, really touch base with him. You know, he makes it completely easy. You know, Megaran is a totally approachable guy. You know, I just texted him. I actually have it, not to, you know, sound all, you know, like I'm name dropping or something, but I do have his actual personal cell number, and you know, just dropped him a text, and within 5 minutes he was saying like, yeah, let's do this. It's gonna be cool. So he makes it really easy. You know, he's probably the easiest guy that I ever got to interview. It's really easy to talk to him. He feels like. You know, if I knew him beforehand, we'd have the same kind of conversations. Very, very easy. We also had, for the second time, the analgesic guys who made Anodyne and are making even the Ocean. I really enjoyed that interview. That's probably the one I was not worried about, but just kind of hoping that it went well, because I know that those guys are a little bit more, well, I wouldn't say serious, but I felt like we needed to also be very kind of on point. And, you know, we goofed around a lot in that interview, but kind of also make it, you know, have a point to the interview, and kind of have a real theme or a voice of, like, you know, what we're going to talk about. And I think it went well. I really do. I think I was very proud of that interview. You know, because it's a longer interview than the Megaran interview, but it gave us the space to kind of delve into topics and really, really talk about them and really see what do they think about game development? What do they think about the reaction to the game? What do they think about Steam? You know, how indie games are marketed, or, you know, how they survive and those kind of things. What's the world like out there? You know, creatively, how do people who create games on this level, like, what do they think about? What are their motivations? What are their fears, concerns? And I felt like we were given that space to really, really fill in, you know, and get into what they thought and what they wanted to say. And I think that went off well. We also interviewed Mr. Chris Yap, my buddy from high school, and his two friends, Thomas May and, gosh, I am going to hate myself for not remembering. Their other friend. I'm going to look this up right now. They did a... Let's see. They did a panel at PAX talking about, you know, their mythology in video games and kind of what they've been researching. They're, you know, all graduate students or researchers of video games in some respect. And I thought that went really well. We had a lot of rapport with them, and it was really fun doing that interview and just kind of exploring what they thought about just even starting up a PAX panel, you know, how that was like. And I was really happy with what we did there too, because we were able to, you know, these were guys that, you know, they were not used to talking to media, especially Thomas and Jonathan Padua. That's the third guy's name. Sorry, Jonathan, if you're listening to this and you're wondering why I forgot your name. It's because I'm an idiot and I'm really bad with names. But, you know, especially Jonathan and Thomas, you know, I don't know how comfortable they were with, you know, talking to basically strangers about, you know, video games, something that is kind of personal, you know, especially with how their talk at their panel at PAX was. And, you know, I was really happy with how we were able to, you know, break the ice with, you know, we're just, you know, guys, we're just going to talk about video games right now. And we'll get to all the other stuff, the important stuff, you know, like later. But we'll start in video games and we'll go from there. It's, you know, it's kind of what I've been saying since our very first podcast and even the very first of this series of, you know, the solo cast that I do very infrequently, that video games, especially people of my generation, of my same kind of, you know, socioeconomic background, you know, same kind of geekdom and those kind of things, that's how we connect. You know, these are all shared experiences. It would be the same thing as if I met another Notre Dame Fighting Irish football fan and we talked about the 80s or the 90s with Jim McDougal and almost winning the national title, you know, if it wasn't for that one bad game against Boston College in 1992. You know, if I met another Notre Dame football fan, I easily, you know, that is a point of reference in my life, and I'm very easy to talk to from that point forward. And, you know, that's honestly why some people even watch sports. It's an easy social topic to talk about. It's a social glue that binds us together, you know. And you know, video games does that for us. And, you know, it just shows that the power of that medium, of a shared medium like that, that you are able to connect with people very easily. People that you know, maybe eventually you will find out that you have similarities or common interest in those kind of things in other aspects, or, you know, you have likability, I guess, in between, you know, two people, but, or compatibility between two people. But, you know, video games is a jumping off point in that respect. We are also able to, in a very cool move, you know, I just blind emailed Dan Fedor, and he's the guy behind Blue Bottle Games. He created Neo Scavenger, which he's still working on, which is on Steam right now. He actually, after the interview, he put us on the news feed for Neo Scavenger. So we're kind of bumped down a couple stories by now, because there's been new updates with Neo Scavenger and all that kind of stuff and new news. But for that week, we were the first new story on Steam as Infinite Lives Podcast, or as the Infinite Lives Podcast, that my interview with Dan Fedor. And again, you know, I don't know the guy from Adam. I have no clue what his background was, other than I knew he worked for Blizzard and he makes video games, so he must like video games in some respect. And we hit it off. It was really cool. It was a really awesome, really awesome experience. And, you know, it kind of goes back to that, what I was talking about with, you know, having that confidence at PAX. You know, last year I really wasn't sure what I was doing. And sometimes when that happens, I get very self-conscious and I doubt what I know that I want to do, but I doubt that it's a good idea. So, you know, what happened at, you know, PAX, and, you know, this happens in all aspects of life where you feed that doubt and you realize, you think to yourself that you're not good enough, and it's, you know, it's dumb, it's pretentious, it's ridiculous. I'm going to talk to these random people about video games, about their game. Like, you know, what's my Infinite Lives podcast? You know, we get maybe 100 downloads a month with our podcast. We have like something like 79 likes on our Facebook page. You know, we're unknown. You know, we try as much as we can, and hopefully at some point we'll break through, or you know, maybe we won't. And that's fine too. But you let that doubt creep in on you, and it really affects your confidence level and your conviction and those kind of things. And, you know, interview like with Dan about Neo Scavenger and about his, you know, growing up playing video games and kind of how he got to where he did. That was a big confidence boost, and it really, really showed that we're able to do this. You know, the people who are paid professionally and, you know, do podcasts and cover video games and talk to video game developers and those kind of things. You know, what they're doing is not magic. It's, you know, it's not like LeBron James playing in the Eastern Conference Final for, you know, in the NBA or something like that. Like, you can do it too. I can do it too. You know, maybe we won't be as, you know, polished or, you know, all that kind of yada yada, whatever. Those kind of things. That stuff can be learned, and you can become better at it. But the thing is that nobody's going to tell you that you can and should do something. You should just, you know, kind of do it. And that's, you know, that's something that everybody learns anyway. And I knew that before going into, you know, any number of these interviews and those kind of things, and something that I tell myself all the time. But it's, you know, it's pretty hard, especially if you're more in introspective. You're kind of I play video games, and I like, you know, the internet because I like to be anonymous in a certain sense, and that's kind of liberating. But the cool thing about this podcast and what we've been doing for, you know, almost going on 2 years now, 2 years in October, so we have a few months until our 2 year anniversary. But, you know, kind of what we've learned, or what I've learned from it, what I've gotten out of it, is really, you know, breaking out of that shell in a certain sense and really kind of just going for it rather than worrying all the time about whether or not I actually even belong. You know, Kevin was talking about this on, you know, I think it was Facebook or something a couple weeks ago about, you know, somebody was asking him, you know, why do you do the podcast? It's not like you even get paid for it. You put this money and time and effort and, you know, a better part of your Saturday doing something that, you know, do you even get anything out of it? And yeah, we all get something out of it. You know, 2 years ago, I didn't even know how to make a podcast. I didn't know anything about microphones or live streaming. or, you know, I didn't know these people that I've been interviewing, except for the people I've known personally. You know, I've never just cold emailed somebody that I didn't know and just said, like, hey, you know, I got this thing. Why don't we get together and we can talk about whatever you're doing, you know? And, yeah, that's something. That's definitely something. I also did another interview that never made it on air. I never put it up for downloading because the audio quality was pretty bad. I talked to my friend Rick and Bryce. If you remember, I want to say back in October of last year, around that time, I talked to Rick and Bryce about... shoot, I forgot what it's called. GamerCon, or, you know, well, also, you know, the gay community in respect for video games and those kind of things. And so I had them on again. Rick's my, you know, close personal friend that I've known throughout college and everything. And Bryce is one of his friends. And, you know, we're all gamers and stuff like that. So me and John had a little sit down with them, but Skype wasn't cooperating with us very well that night. And even though we had a lot of fun with the conversation, there was a lot of times where it cut out or the audio got really weird. You know, Rick started sounding like some kind of demon spawn or something with his voice, just the way that Skype was acting up and those kind of things. So it wasn't, the conversation was good and the topics were good, but it wasn't, I couldn't salvage it. That being said, we are trying to think of a better way to either do that, if it's just, you know, we have to not use Skype or something like that. You know, that might be a solution, but we want to get them on for a real, you know, a real sit down and talk to them, because they're fun guys. And we discovered that, you know, talking about video games is only one of the aspects we can discuss. We can also talk about board games and pen and paper stuff. So that's something I kind of want to expand to, you know. We're slowly trying to move away from using the full phrase Infinite Lives Podcast on things. Unfortunately, our YouTube channel is, that's its name, so that's just what the name is going to be. But we want to not just be limited to, you know, we do podcasts, because we do a lot of other stuff. You know, Kevin's got his regular live stream going. I really have to, you know, get back into making Let's Play videos and stuff like that. We want to do actual, you know, video where, you know, maybe we're... You know, not it's not on a webcam or something, but just try to do creative stuff. And we can also talk about other things other than just video games, as evidenced by our weekly podcast, where we talk about The Simpsons or Russia or, you know, other movies or whatever. Bad jokes. But, yeah, so pen and paper and board game. I've always... thought of Infinite Lives. This is going to sound silly, but just, you know, John came up with the name Infinite Lives, but, you know, the reason why I thought it was such a good name, and once John, that was like first try, it was like when we were kind of discussing, like, we should get together and do a podcast or something. We should just do it. Kevin Smith does it, and he told me to just do it. So when we were coming up with ideas of, you know, what we're going to do, like where we're going to record and those kind of things, how we're going to record, you know, you always got to name stuff. I always think that's a very important thing. If you start a band, very important thing is naming the band. You start a podcast, very important thing, naming the podcast. So, you know, it was I think I threw out a couple ideas or something. I don't even remember what they were. I'm pretty sure they were not very good ideas. And then John just said Infinite Lives. And I thought that was brilliant. But, Yeah, I thought it was a good idea because even the name Infinite Lives implies that, you know, we as geeks or nerds or whatever you want to call us in the video game culture, we have other lives too. We have our real life, we have our professional life, we have, you know, the life that we have with our families and those kind of things. We have a video game life. But there's also other stuff. I play Shadowrun on Fridays with my friends. I like playing board games. I also like movies and TV and those kind of things. We have, you know, infinite lives, I guess. And it sounds corny, but I think it fits. I think it's all right. So, what do we have in store for the future? Well, I've been in talks in and out for several weeks with getting Patrick Klepek back onto the show. We did an interview with him. It wasn't really an interview. I wouldn't say it's really an interview. We did a podcast with him back in November. I'm going to say November. That same time period in the fall of last year. So, you know, with this recent run of getting guests on our podcast, kind of pitched idea with Patrick, you know, him being Patrick Klepek, you know, contributor, writer, on Giant Bomb and all around, you know, video game celebrity dude. I think he's a video game celebrity guy. You know, if you have thousands of people watching you play horror games on a pay subscription site, I'm gonna guess that you are, yeah, you have some fans. But anyway, yeah. So I've been emailing him, kind of, you know, letting his schedule open up when it can. So hopefully it's going to happen next week, the first week of June. I think he told me he's going to be out for a week, and to shoot him a note this upcoming weekend. So hopefully we can grab him and you know, just trying to see what he's up to again, and hopefully he'll enjoy it some more. And yeah, that'll be pretty good. After the Mega Rant podcast, so geez, almost a month and a half ago or so, I was texting Mega Rant, and you know, one of the things he talked about, or I remember bringing it up, was the NPC Collective, which is basically it's a collective of people started by Mega Rant that are in the geek or gaming kind of communities, and they're trying to promote diversity in gaming. So I believe NPC stands for Nerd People of Color Collective. So I think that's fascinating. I think that's cool. Being somebody of color, you know, being a minority in America, and even within the video gaming community, you know, it's not like I live some hard life or something, some color purple type of life or something like that. You know, I've been very fortunate in my life to have met a lot of wonderful people of all races and creeds that, you know, my uncomfortable level has been kept to a minimum. But, you know, there are room for, or there is a space that needs to happen for people that, you know, are minorities within a certain community. Especially with, you know, games that are so dominated by, you know, white Anglo characters and settings and those kind of things. And I love that stuff, you know. I'm not saying that, you know, like, oh, we got to make all the Lord of the Rings characters Filipino or something like that. It's nothing like, it's, you know, my thoughts on that is you know, not that. It's more to encourage young people that, you know, you have room in this community too. You know, your input also matters. And I think that's a great noble move. So I was texting him, and hopefully I can set up something with him, you know, I don't know, in the upcoming months or maybe even further out. You know, he's going to get pretty busy, I think, with touring and things. I believe he has a UK tour coming up or something. And there's other people, of course, in that NPC collective, so I don't know how that's all going to work out. I've been kind of busy, so I haven't been keeping up with him. This reminds me, I should probably contact him again and see what's going on with that. But, yeah, he said that it might be pretty cool if you really want to talk about that kind of stuff, and I do. So I'm hoping that works out. That logistically that might be a problem, you know, just, or might be not a problem, but might prove to have some difficulties there. But hopefully we get lucky. We've been pretty lucky with the podcast so far. And it's funny I say that, because it's not like we're some kind of overnight success or something. I mean, you know, you can gauge different various levels of success in your life or in, you know, your endeavors and things. This is actually one of the pieces of conversation or topics of conversation with the analgesic guy. I was asking Sean Hogan what, you know, if anodyne was success for him and those kind of things, and kind of broke down a lot of stuff. Hey, you can listen to it. But you know, yeah, I guess, you know, if you look at it in certain ways, maybe our podcast isn't a success. You know, we don't have thousands of fans. We don't get paid for it, even though we're, you know, I think we're doing good work and those kind of things. I highly doubt if anybody really knows us other than our small group that actually listens to the podcast and enjoys it. But, you know, in a more selfish kind of move, you know, we do the podcast really for ourselves, because we find that it's fun. It's a creative outlet. It's a way for us to talk about games and, you know, kind of, I always feel that it's a way to, you know, either remember or memorialize our conversations with our friends, you know, not to get all weirdly philosophical or deep or anything like that, but, you know, there's only so, you know, our lives are finite, you know, our friendships are even more so. You know, things, people come and go in your life. I know that I have a different group of friends than I had, you know, 10 years ago. There are certain people that I don't talk to either because of, you know, past transgressions, or, you know, you just grow apart and those kind of things. And these things are finite. But that doesn't mean that I, you know, didn't love those times or still love those people. And the same thing happens here, you know, with the podcast. I wanted it to be a way for me to relive these conversations with my friends and to share them with other people so that they'll remember their conversations with their friends too. I don't know. But yeah, it's a selfish endeavor in a way. You know, I enjoy it for itself. Now, that being said, would I like to have a bunch of exposure and, you know, have hundreds, if not thousands, of adoring fans that that love our stuff, that would buy merchandise from us or pay us money to do a podcast, that would be pretty sweet, you know? If I could quit my day job and play video games for a living and make money off of it somehow and be in business for myself and be my own boss, or be my own boss with, you know, my three other friends who are also their own boss, I suppose, and to really create something, yeah, I'd go for that. But as I've always said, you know, you have to enjoy what you're doing. You know, if you don't enjoy your day career or your real life career or something like that, you know, if you don't enjoy your actual hobby, then you kind of have some problems. So, yeah, we just enjoy what we're doing. And that's all I have for right now. I'm not going to be on the podcast this Saturday. The reason why I'm putting this up, I have a Sounders game. That happens this time of year. Unfortunately, we try to limit it as much, or I try to limit it as much as possible, interrupting the podcast. But you know, we could do the podcast on Sunday, but I don't want to, you know, change the schedule too much. And you know, the guys do really well without me. maybe that is a problem. Maybe they do too well without me. No, I'm just kidding. So I gotta sign off for now. I'm gonna get ready to play some Dota, and I'll have another Adventures in Gaming.